from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. At least 9 dead in Taliban suicide bombing in Afghanistan. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a suicide bomber attack on a police base in Afghanistan's capital that killed at least 9 people and wounded 12 others. General Faridun Obaidi, the head of criminal investigation for Kabul police, said the dead included 2 security personnel and 7 civilians. The attack Monday comes ahead of another round of peace talks between Afghanistan and the Taliban. UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, is meeting again Monday with opposition delegates in Geneva after making progress in resolving some of the issues the main opposition group wants addressed prior to peace talks. De Mistura rescheduled a session with government figures Monday in order to speak first with the opposition. He said Sunday he is optimistic and determined the opposition will join the peace process that got underway on Friday with opposition representatives boycotting the first day. Middle East scholar Peter Bechtold spoke with VOA about the talks.
I think it was a success that they showed up in the first place, because for years now, the opposition has demanded that any solution to the Syrian conflict requires that first President Assad and his government step down. And this has obviously not happened, and the fact that they are coming, which they didn't want to do, is a success to be attributed to Staffan de Mistura.
A spokesman for the Syrian opposition said discussions on Sunday were encouraging and positive concerning humanitarian issues. The World Health Organization meets today to decide whether the Zika virus is a threat to global health. In Brazil, there have been about 4,000 cases of birth defects, which health officials say could be linked to pregnant women becoming infected from Zika-carrying mosquitoes. This is VOA News.